Well, welcome this morning. What a fantastic morning we're going to have. Now, if you're a guest with us this morning, this service is not normal, okay? we're going to do some things this morning that I hope you'll engage in and be encouraged from, but it's really an open service. Our forefathers, the people who established our church, said that we needed to have a one Sunday a year where we praise God for what He's done in the last year. So that's what this morning is all about. And we're going to add to that 12 baptisms. And I know you clapped earlier about that. That's fantastic. In my 15 years here, I don't think we've ever baptized 12 people in one Sunday. And so this is going to be phenomenal. It's fantastic, in fact. We have just come out of a year, 2020, and you hear this talked about a lot. But in 2020, we didn't know what that year was going to bring. And so we're talking about what God did in 2020 today, and to see what happened. And so we just really didn't know, but as we come out of it, we know that God has been faithful, entirely faithful in so many ways, and you're going to see and hear that today. So throughout this morning, you're going to hear an interview with someone who struggled with some things, and God was there for her, in fact, in a very miraculous way. You're going to hear a financial report, a real simple one, but you're going to hear some things this morning that are going to blow your mind in terms of 2020 and the finances. It is just phenomenal. In fact, that's one of the most exciting things I can share with you this morning. And also, I want you to know that there's going to be a time where we're going to pass a mic around. Anybody would like to stand up in their place they're at, we'll pass a mic to you, and you can share what God has done in your life in 2020 or before. Whatever you want to do to praise God this morning, it's your opportunity. So you're actually the message. You didn't know that, did you? Well, we're going to talk a little bit about what praises mean. And in the book of Hebrews, it says, Therefore, let us offer through Christ a continual sacrifice of praise to God, proclaiming His allegiance in His name. Proclaiming our allegiance in His name. And that's what we're going to be doing this morning. We're going to be praising God and giving our allegiance to Christ. That's what every one of these people who are going to be baptized is saying. They're saying, my allegiance is with Christ, my Savior. And we want him to know that we are praising him for what he's done, for how he has taken care of us, for the things that he's provided, for the difficult things as well as the good things, because it's in the difficult things sometimes we find that our character is formed more fully. And so we're going to praise him for that. So if you have a difficult thing you've walked through this year, be sure that you share that difficulty in a brief way and talk about how God has brought you through it. You know, we praise God for his gift of Jesus Christ, his son. It's for that reason we come today. It's for that reason that these are being baptized, because they have received Christ into their life. They have placed their faith in him to be the salvation for their lives. In other words, their sin was going to send them to hell. And Jesus said, if you'll take my offer of forgiveness, you can come live with me in heaven as a result. And so they have done that. They've received the sacrificial gift of Jesus Christ on their behalf, okay, so that they can live with him forever. So they have placed Christ into their life, and they're saying this morning that they want to walk with him. Now, it also tells us in Colossians, the third chapter, it says, let the message about Christ in all its richness fill your lives. Teach and counsel each other with all wisdom that he gives. In other words, talk to one another about all the things that he's done for you. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with a thankful heart. And whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks through him to God the Father. We are giving thanks to God this morning. And so remember that if God's tugging on your heart this morning to say something, that you raise your hand and we'll get you a mic.